Conan, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good. That is good.
Happy Friday. It is January 22nd. This is episode 163. Flying Monkeys Wargaming Podcast, where if wargaming was easy, it would be your mom. We get into Death Guard, talking about local events, talking about local tournaments, having fun. Ben cannot make it because he's got some home projects going on. So Sean Dilley, yet again, stunned it in. And it's a good episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Give us some feedback. And you have one more week to get in on Patreon. We're giving away a Tyranid Battle Force, a Start Collecting Box, and some dice. And it'll be to all three tiers. So if you're a $1, $5, whatever, doesn't matter, you'll be eligible to win. And we do the drawing randomly, so try and get in before next week. Here's the episode. Enjoy. Wizards ICT, www.wizardsict.com. We have all of your tabletop wargaming, board games, and comic book needs that you could have or want. We will fill them for you. We offer discounts of 10 to 20% on every single order. And if your order goes over $100, we will ship it to you for free. We carry most of the top 40 board games, most of the top tabletop wargames, and Marvel and DC Comics, and a lot of independent books. So if you're looking for a comic book subscription, you're looking for a new board game to try out, you're looking to fill that Warhammer army out with some new models, we can help you out. Check us out at www.wizardsict.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Wizardsict.com, and shoot us an email. We'll let you know if we have it, if we can get it, and we will get it to you. Will this help you get your geek on? Fucking roll into it.
Alex, not coming?
I don't know. He's probably still in DC. I mean, he's been in the local chat a couple times today, so we know he's alive.
He probably got moved to the parking garage.
He's not National Guard though. He's actually active duty. So he's Air Force. He knows that to stay in a hotel. So not treated like the rest of us military peasants were. So you drinking, Duncan?
Water. Dude, fucking drink alcohol during the week during tax season, I'll turn into an alcoholic.
You just sound like a little bitch. Like, you blame tax season for all your woes.
It is. It's fucking awful this year.
Stop.
How many people do you have reaching out to you about stimulus that they don't get?
Don't.
Every single one.
Hey, Doug, can you hear about my stimulus?
Did you get it?
You missed the joke. Completely over your head. Never mind.
You know, all of our teammates was asking too, so fucking. And guess who it was? Somebody who always asks questions.
Yeah, you always got that one dude. All right, guys, another week. We've had a chance to kind of digest the FAQ. Prep has begun for a Wizards GT, which happens next weekend. It will be the last GT in our area for ITC season 2020-2021. And Dan is hoping to have a good outing. What are you thinking, Dan? What's the outlook looking like for you? Sitting on top of the throne there. What are you thinking?
Oh, if I'm going to take it?
Yeah.
I mean, McDade, I think, has a chance. I don't know if any of the other guys are Australian because they have a big tournament coming up. I don't think so.
Yeah, have you looked at it lately, or has there been any shift up and down?
I'm looking at it right now. I think... the other people in the, near the top are, I think a lot of those are UK guys, so I don't think they're...
they're on, like, super lockdown right now.
Yeah.
So, and in Germany, they're rounding you up, throwing you in camps, so you ain't got to worry about playing there.
Oh, man, didn't learn their lesson.
I think, yeah, I don't know if McDade's still going to GTs, but I think I probably, like...
He's trying to get into Wizards, but we haven't had any drops. I had someone... I think from up your way today, give a ticket to his buddy.
Oh, yep.
And
Bill.
Bill. But that's really the only thing that I've had shifting wise. So
did I'm guessing the guy on my team didn't reach out to you.
Who?
Joe.
Gazowski?
Yeah.
That little bitch. Is he not coming?
No, but it sounds like Stuart Reed's going to get that ticket is what it sounds like.
Okay. Well, they need to let me know so I can change his name on the roster.
Did, Ryan. He emailed us. Oh. Yeah.
I guess I'll go look at the fucking email. Was it the Fly Monkey email?
Yeah.
Okay.
He thought I was running this tournament, and I was like, not my monkey, not my zoo.
You're going to be running that bottom table.
No. Let me know what I'm going to be doing. Working.
You're not going to be at the tournament?
No, I got to work.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm pretty disappointed in you right now.
I fucking know. I wanted to go, but I got to work.
I guess you're not on the roster now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, did you get her Wi-Fi?
Like, whenever I wanted to sign up, I looked at it. I was like, what the fuck? It's already gone.
Yeah.
It sounds like Duncan come up and do work. I'm just saying. He has Wi-Fi at the store.
We got Wi-Fi at the store.
Mm-hmm. I could.
Between rounds. Just get shit done, man. Tell him you got COVID. Work from home. Dude, my kids are probably... I mean, they're not... The apples did not fall far from the tree. But one of them got sent home from work this week because she wasn't feeling good. And Quick Trip, if you get the COVID, they give you 2 weeks off paid. And she's like, I hope I get COVID so I can have 2 weeks off from work. And then my oldest one was like, I hope she has COVID because I've been around her and then I can get time off from work. So, but they're gaming the system, apparently. But she didn't have the COVID, so she's going to end up going back to work.
Fuck.
Yep. So, no, I'm looking forward to everybody getting down. I looked at the... There's some contenders at that tournament. Have you looked at the lineup?
Dan? I haven't, but I've heard that
I know Dan has. Dan's probably like fine-tooth cone and that thing. Like,
I haven't looked at it that much.
You haven't looked at it?
So I mean, I've looked at it, but I haven't deep dove into it.
There's some heavy hitters coming, man, and I'm pretty hyped about that. Of course, present party being Dan Salmon's coming. Kyle Thompson's coming. Kyle's a contender. Ben Sherwin, definitely a contender.
I thought I saw him on the
Cookies. No, Cookie's good.
Yeah, Cookie is definitely an excellent player.
Nick Weiss.
Nick Weiss is going to be there. A lot of names that I've seen win GTs before. On this roster, so I'm pretty. Tyler DeVries is a good player, huh?
Yeah, Thompson's coming.
The bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Scott Sasser's going to be there, hillbilly cousin fucker. So he's a good player though too. But there's some for being a 30 some man event. There's some pretty heavy hitters as far as Midwest GT guys. So I'm pretty excited to see all turn out. You got any predictions?
I don't think Death Guard's going to win.
Okay. Oh, Sean, right in the...
I'm not playing, that's why.
Yeah, Sean's coming down to help judge, T.O. Give back massages between rounds. Whatever services his manly self feels to offer. But what were you saying, Dan?
Oh, I say we talk about all the Death Guard shit later.
Boy, oh boy.
We definitely get into it. Definitely get into it. So... I'm trying to think. Are there any other events coming up in the next week or two? For us, anyways.
Not week or two. Not that I know of.
I think the next major event after Wizards is Carries.
The Free State FS. Guys?
Yeah, Free State guys.
So. And that's sold out, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Motherfuckers won't play 40K. So. Well, you want to jump into it? We can just, we can hit the Death Guard.
Well, me and Sean did a RTT last weekend.
Okay.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Let's tell me about it. Let's hear it, man.
So the this was in Topeka, because normally they would have them in Holton, Kansas. But they were busy that weekend. So it was in Topeka. It was in, like, a building that's in the process of being remodeled into an event venue type space, I believe. So it was pretty weird. It was cold. Like,
I was comfortable in it. I was totally comfortable. I said, this is nice. I'm ready.
Yeah, like, I don't know if there was heat in the building. So,
so you guys were like chilly. Like homeless 40K?
Yeah.
A little bit,
not
actually.
Quite, it was
I got locked out from the last round for a second.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they locked the doors and didn't tell me.
Yeah. No, it was pretty. I think there was only 12 or 14 people that showed up. They only they capped at 14.
I think it was 12 because it was 12, one table was down.
If I could have had somebody else go with me, I would have went. But
man, if only Duncan could have gone.
I know. Yeah. Why didn't you go again, Duncan?
I had to fucking work.
Oh yeah, tax season. So.
There was a lot of Imperium. I think there's only two Xenos players. I don't even know if there's anybody playing Chaos. Was there anybody playing Chaos? I don't think there was.
Chaos? No. It was what, three custo players, or two custo players, you with your half custodes.
And then another Sisters player, some Imperial Fists, so Blood Angels.
Hey, was the Imperial Fist guys out of Fort Riley?
I've never seen him. I didn't know where they were from.
He's a pretty good player. He's hit some of our RGTs down here. And done pretty well every time he's shown up.
Redemptor heavy?
Yes.
Probably.
It's painted pretty well. Seems like a good dude. Brings his boy to some events.
Yep, that sounds exactly like
them. That was them, so.
I think the other one is John Brock is how he goes.
that's
John Brock. John Brock Jr.
Yep.
Good dude. There.
And, but for game-wise, I took my Sisters and Custode list. And it was, I knew it was not a, I knew the list had problems, but I just stopped caring to try to tweak it, so I just took it.
Out of fair.
But I ended up winning, but it was by the skin of my teeth in the second round. So I took, the list was three Custodes Dreadnoughts, two Shield Ones, a Spear One, five Venatari, and then a Shield Captain, and then triple Repentia, triple Battle Sisters, you know, and then two Seraphim and one or two Penitent Engines, I think, and a couple other little things. But it was a pretty light on the shooting. But in second game, I put against Bill, who one of the guys I drove down with playing Necrons, and I think I won that game by like 4 points. And there was multiple instances where if he would have tweaked his play or just did something slightly different, would have made the difference for him winning. So
did his warriors die for you?
I was able to kill two of the warrior squads. One of the warrior squads didn't die. So, and that was, you know, he had two really bad advance rolls. He went, or I went first, and I just didn't do anything basically. And then he wasn't able to get onto one of the middle objectives, so I was able to just totally ignore that warrior squad. Didn't shoot at him, so he couldn't reanimate onto the objective. Which is, I held him down on his primary a lot, which was, that was basically that whole game. But I had no way to kill the Silent King, and he just body slammed my
army. Yeah, help me out with the stand, because I keep trying to tell a couple guys here that are playing Necrons. Like, I see, like, they're doing, like all these scarabs are bad, but when I look at that book, and I look at the things you can do, like, I think warrior blobs are the way to run that list with Silent King. And like, every time I tell them dudes, like, dude, you need to be doing, like, the warrior blobs, warrior spam. And they're like, nah, scarabs, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, like, with Silent King, you need to be doing that, because it's, like, it's hard just to kill them off. And do you think I'm off there, or do you think I'm onto the right track with that?
It's one of those, the problem, not the problem, but the good thing about Necrons, there's a bunch of different builds. So, like, the scarab build, I think, is totally legit. And the warrior build is totally legit.
But the warrior build with the arc and the relic, it's hard to fucking get rid of them guys. You know,
it's dude. I in one of his squads, I remember because he had Illuminator Cesaris or whatever his name is as well. I killed a huge chunk out of one unit, and the next turn he brought eight dudes back. Yeah. Like at the start of the turn, I was like, God damn it! You know, it took. You know, I was definitely losing attrition that game. Let's put it like that.
Yeah,
I think with the warriors, you got to commit to them or you don't play them, kind of thing.
Well, and it's one thing a lot of people like. People make a mistake of trying to like nickel and dime them. Like if I would have shot on like my second turn and done damage to one unit, there's no way I was going to kill it. But all it would have done is let him reanimate onto an objective. Like, you when you go into a warrior unit, you need to go into it hard and make sure you can severely cripple it. Although you can't just nickel and dime them, it's just bad. So
yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to convince one of our guys that like the warrior build's the way to go, and he just doesn't seem like he's having it. But like I've played him, and like the heavy destroyers are good. The Silent King's good.
Oh, I do not like the heavy destroyers.
Yeah, heavy. He like the first time he was like, And he brought the fucking whatever, like the you could reroll a dice, and then like destroyers reroll ones on their own. So it was fucking nasty. And he's like, "Yeah, 3d3 damage." And I'm like, "God damn!" Like
that's the old volcano cannon damage. Yeah,
and I'm like, "Jesus Christ!" And then he's, you know, the problem was, like, he just couldn't. He wasn't that strong in holding the board the way that he wanted to, in my opinion, with the list.
The good and the bad thing, I think. We talked about this on the drive back, is that he's played him in a couple tournaments now, and Necrons are like, against a few, in most games, he's going to time. Like, it's just a slow, even with him not looking up his rules, because he knows them all, you're just rolling so many damn dice. Like, it's just, your game, it's a very tiring army to play, because you're going to time every single time. You don't really get a break, it feels like.
Yeah, we walked round four, and that was an exhausting game between us.
Yeah, and we finished our game, but, like, you know, right as the round ended, you know, so it's a weird list. The one thing with Necrons that I actually think when the new plastic models come out, it'll change up a lot of stuff is the flayed ones. So I think, because flayed ones you can take, they're the same survivability, I believe, as warriors. They are, like, I guess slightly, like, very slightly less survivable because they don't re-roll ones on their animation, but they do a lot more damage in melee because they're like four attacks a piece, I think, and then they explode on sixes. So at strength,
I didn't even think about those plastic kits not being out yet. Yeah. That was almost 7 months ago now.
Yeah there's still some of the same thing with
Marines. They're waiting for 10th
edition intercessors.
Yeah,
I mean Necron's got a lot of builds. They're a good list.
So. I think it's a good book. It's a quality book, and I'm excited to see Necrons back on the table because 8th edition, you know, we pretty much saw one build. Like Dan just mentioned, there's several builds out of that book now that are viable. You know, as opposed to bringing the triple fucking croissant rolls, you know, and trying to do the mortal wounds gimmick every game. You know, they have different ways they can do things. So,
I think it's a skill cap army. You kind of gotta have a high level of play to get the most out of them.
That makes sense. I can see that. So
the one thing I've played him before, you know, and usually I just kill the Silent King. Like last time I played him with my sisters, he was dead like turn two pretty easily to Retributors. But letting that fucker live the whole game, oh my god, it hurts.
It hurts. I double shot fucking Slaanesh Obliterators at him. And left that son of a bitch with one wound. I was like, "God damn it!" So,
yeah.
But so, did you end up? You won up 3-0, right?
Yep, I played Custodes in the final round, and Custodes don't like fighting Custodes Dreadnoughts.
Yeah, so. Who was it? Was it Cookie?
No, it was Jeff
Husser.
Husser.
Okay, how'd Cookie do?
He went 2-1. He lost to the Redemptor Imperial Fists, I think, in the last round.
Did his new tech play out, or did it not?
Yeah,
that was fairly annoying.
He played Sean. He said he was really. It made two people rage out.
So what was it, Sean?
By no means did I rage out. I was just like confused about it multiple times. Like, wait, what? Wait, what? Yeah. Wait, what?
Or maybe it tilted. So what the tech is, since. Some people see it now. You take a bite captain for Custodes, and then you take rather than taking a second bite captain, you take a Terminator captain on foot, and you give them. They have an. I don't remember the name of it. There's a relic that's a. It's a special armor, basically. And at the end of your opponent's charge phase, basically when it's the step of heroic intervening, you can teleport the Terminator captain to the bite captain. But it's within 3 inches of the bite captain and in melee. But if you stop and think about that for a second, that basically means if you end your charge phase with anybody within like 5 or 6 inches of that bite captain, he can teleport the Terminator to him. And then it's not a heroic intervention, so if you charge, you can't even fight in.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he lands within an inch. That was my thing. When I first read it, I didn't read it that he was within an inch and in melee. So he does have, like, wait, you're in melee now?
And it's an like, odd. Yeah. It's an OPSEC model too, which is even more annoying. So if you got if you're not OPSEC on an objective, he can just theoretically, if he's close enough, just teleport onto it and say fuck you.
So kill the shield captain is what you're saying.
But I mean, it's the hardest. It's probably one of the hardest models in the game to kill.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a really the uses for it are endless.
Yeah,
it happens in the charge phase, right?
At the end of the charge phase.
Okay, because I thought that was the only phase, that and the fight phase is the only phase that you can get within an inch of somebody.
It's a special rule. You have to be within an inch is when you
turn. Heroic happens at the end of charge phase, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's fucky.
But it's part of the charge phase. That's where it is, right?
Yeah, and it's an example of it's an 8th edition rule
used
it. So it's a little corner case, but it's even when you know what it does, it's so hard to like think of all the ways to prevent it. It's gonna do annoying things. That's all I know. But
well, Alex is on the plane back from Minnesota. He's not. Sleeping in a parking garage. So, well, good. So Sean, how'd your tournament go?
I went 2-1. I was playing. I was in the Death Guard waiting room, so I ended up bringing out some Dark Eldar, just with some new points and stuff. So my whole thing was like the 20-man rack squads, Prophets of Flesh. So I think I brought back probably over 100 plus models with their strat.
Wait. I thought racks maxed at 10. Do they change that?
No, they're 20 now. No. 8 points model, 20, yeah. 20 man strong.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Why do you think everybody's been wanting to buy 10? Racks, man?
Yeah, I know, because it was awesome, but it was only 10 at the time, I think.
And then you could tie the traitors to them motherfuckers.
Yep, that's what I was going to kept doing. Yeah. So.
It's probably a misprint for some of the Drukhari stuff.
See when they get their book. But
it's that, or it's a book thing where it's like, well, they're going to be a lot worse when the book comes out. Maybe this capped at a 5 Benvol 6 of Film of Pain. But yeah, I went 2-1. I beat Scott first round. Like, this whole tournament, I didn't kill much.
Scott who?
Thompson.
Oh, okay. What was he running? Was he still doing that Melta fucking termite bullshit? Or is he changing?
Melta termite, Flamer termite, and then he had a bunch of Terminators.
Yeah, that's
Blade nice. Guard. Yeah. It's good. I beat him. I just played the objectives. I played the mission. He put his Terminators on like the right side of the board, and just they didn't do anything except for sit on the objective all game, so I was able to get on everything else between the Tides of Traitors and just the mobility I had. And then game two, I played Cookie. Could not deal with 2 up armor saves, so.
Nope. You don't have I lost that one.
Apparently got a little tilted, so.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like, I was confused the whole time. It's like, hold on, let me read that one more time. And so I read it probably 4 or 5 times.
The first time he did it to me, he literally told it to me, explained it to me, and then the first time he did it, I was like, what? And I was the exact same way. I had to, like, get the book out. And, yeah.
Cookie's pretty good about, you know, trying at that fair play, though, so he'll let you know what he's going to do before he does it. But
like, it was a fun game for sure. I definitely, like, I don't like that it was my first game versus Cookie, because it's like, well, I'm not playing an army I normally play. I hate that I'm losing this way, but it was still a fun game. It was a good game. And then the last game I played Bill, the Necron player. I won that one. That was just his Necron Warriors are coming back and my Racks are coming back. And that was the whole game with us just bringing stuff back and nothing was dying.
That sounds like a miserable existence.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But I walked up to that game probably like with an hour left in the round and walked up at the end of the game and like nothing had changed. They were like stuck in combat just rolling buckets of dice at each other.
Man.
So
I made like my longest stretch without a tournament in a long time. That last tournament I went to was that one with you guys and Holt and Dan. I hit the one with Hero Complex where
I was gonna say that was December. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I have another tournament till probably late February. So, but we'll see. I've been playing stupid jank ass shit in the meantime for dojo games and fun. But I played a Demon Ancient list against Grey Knights, and that was a horrible idea. So, 4 flat smite spam is not a is not fun for that list.
It's a quick game.
It was. But I'm ready to get back into it. Once I get this GT ran, I'm gonna start hitting them pretty hard. I think I'm at Free State with you guys. All you guys are going to Free State, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for Duncan's little bitch ass.
I'm working.
Actually, I'm going to Texas.
Actually, when that happens, my child will be born, so I definitely won't be at that
one. It may not be.
There it is.
Duncan's in trouble. Beat him. Beat him. I was waiting for her to beat him.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's what we do now. She's complaining that she didn't have a bra on.
Oh.
You're in trouble. Doug, just leave it on the couch.
It's your own damn fault for not knocking. You could have been in there baiting.
I could have been here.
Still might be.
Yeah.
This is my baiting chair.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you got a skid mark on it.
Mind your own business.
All right, let's.
It doesn't have a cushion anymore.
We are off the rails. Well, it's good you guys got tournament in. I'm glad Kerry's finding ways to run events where he's up at, because I know he's had some tough times trying to get things figured out up there. So let's jump into it, man. We've kind of had some time. And everybody's got the books. There's battle reports. There's reviews. There's leaks. Everybody pretty much knows what's coming in the death card. Dan or Sean, whoever wants to jump in, I'll have you guys lead this because I'm kind of peripheral on this one.
They're not bad. It's a pretty decent book.
Yeah, Codex Mortarian is good. So
Codex Mortarian.
I'm still on the fence with Mortarian. It's just like, he's definitely a gatekeeper unit, but I don't know if he's GT.
He is.
Yet.
Can give okay, a premises well. Real quick? Do we have the points at all?
Yeah. 490 for him.
Yeah, okay. He hasn't changed.
I didn't see the points. All I saw
the,
was
the FAQ points.
I'll talk
are the
about,
points.
Yeah, I'll talk about Mortarian, and you can talk about Death Guard.
Sure.
So Mortarian, I think he is probably the single best model in Chaos. Like, so, he's obviously, everyone's seen his stats, you know, he's got beefy ass stats, toughness 8, minus 1 damage, 4 up invul, and now we find out he gets a 5 up feel no pain. So now that's insane, but then you look at what else he can do with his other warlord traits. Enemies basically in melee with him lose their auras, so space marines and stuff like that that rely on the hit auras aren't going to be getting rerolls against him. So
man, that's just fucking nasty. Like, just be like,
well,
nope.
So, well, that alone is insanely strong. But then they also made it let the ability for him at the start of the game to get basically pick another contagion. So this is where it's kind of weird. You can suit Mortarian and you lose the minus 1 toughness contagion, but you will keep the warlord trait contagion, mm-hmm. and there's a couple of those contagions that are insane, and probably the one that I think is the most broken is there's one that turns off basically within 9 inches of whatever, you basically can't reroll to hit a wound, and you can't overwatch. Oof. So not only does he turn off auras, you know, nearby him, he will just straight turn off. So if you have innate rerolls on something, you won't get it in melee with him.
And
so,
to interrupt you, Dan, real quick, he is considered max turns for contagions too, right?
Yeah, so he's always a 9-inch bubble.
And there's a psychic power to put it up to a 12-inch bubble too, if you want to do it too. So.
Plus his 12-inch movement on top of that. That's a pretty fucking big distance.
Well, and he can also be... if you took him in soup, he can be warp timed still. So, mm-hmm. So the Mortarian himself. So when you add all that together, like when you take out free rolls and melee against him, basically, the amount of people that can shoot him off the board, the amount of models that can shoot him off the board in a realistic fashion is incredibly low. Like, it's there's very few things that come to mind as being able to remove him reliably in like I said, two turns. So that's where I think his strength is because there's going to be a lot of people that just don't have the firepower to get him in ranged, and a lot of their heavy hitting is in melee. You know, so a good example math-wise, like my souped-up orc war boss, I think normally does, you know, on average, like, say, 12 damage to him, but then you turn off the rerolls, and it's 4 damage. Like, and that's including a double fighting when I die. So the math without the rerolls for, like Repentia, you know, and I think a Repentia squad, that could theoretically reroll hit and reroll wound because he's a psyker, would you know, even though they're only doing 1 damage, they'd still put some wounds on him. Without being able to reroll, they do like 2 or 3 wounds to him. So he is
one of the hardest hitting units in the game.
Well, and then yeah, to top it off, well, that's exactly it. He laughs at the hardest, and he's also just a monster in combat too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Mortarion is going to be a staple in every Chaos list for a while. Unless you're trying to go for a specific faction award, I don't see a reason not to take him. Even if you're playing like Thousand Suns with Mortarion, you know. So
I just feel like my argument with that is just like you give up so many models. You give up so many models when you bring Mortarion. I get he's a focus for your enemy, but you just like I played with him 2,000 point game, just basement hammer stuff. I looked at my board and I was like, I have nothing on this board except for him, basically.
That's a quarter of your army with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the weird thing are you playing pure Death Guard though?
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird thing about Death Guard is after looking at their book, like they're really, really survivable. But like their damage output is kinda low. You know? Partly because they're slow.
Yeah.
So and that's where like Mortarion is like probably their best beater. Easily their most damage output model by far. So he brings hitting power and survivability. So
the blood drones get pretty nutty though too with the flesh move.
Yeah, they don't get rerolls though, do they?
No. Reroll once to hit, or not hit but wound.
Yeah. So
but
none of
12 attacks hitting on threes. I mean, probably wounding on threes on almost everything in the game now at that -1 toughness aura, and then rerolling ones. They put some work in for me.
I think that's the benefit of Mortarion is if somebody, let's say you're playing against Sisters and they've got like 2 squads of Retro Readers. If you take Mortarion, they're going to spend probably 2 turns dropping Mortarion.
Oh, absolutely.
So then their heavy hitting stuff by the time you get into combat is your flesh mowers and anything else is just untouched. So, but that's my thought. I think we're going to see a lot of boarding.
So, oh, absolutely. I agree. You're going to see a lot of them.
I'm sure Dan, being the king of the soup, already has something in mind, so we'll see.
No, I'm trying to...
Rest of Chaos is trash right now. So.
That's the thing. I was like trying to think of some other Chaos lists, and my Death Guard collection is very, very small, and I don't want to go chasing more down the Chaos. I got to get my Sisters done and some other armies, and I'm hoping Drakari's good, so I didn't buy Mortarion, so...
I got one. I got one used, I'll say.
Don't tempt me.
Don't tempt me, Frodo.
Don't tempt me, Frodo. Sean, what else is good in the Death Guard book? What are you liking as a guy who actually plays dedicated Death Guard? What is your takeaway? What do you see that you're itching to get at? What do you like?
Like the Bloat Drones, I already said that. The Bloat Drones, I think, are pretty decent. They're definitely one of the quicker models of the unit, so they are quicker units in the codex, so they can get up there. They can spread the contagions going off. There's a cool stratagem called Flash Outbreak. I think 2 CP. It gives your Warlord trait contagion, which is like that half movement or the no rerolls, to another unit in your army, and your whole army counts the contagion, so they turn higher. I think is what it is, and so that's a really nice combo when you combine it with. I mean, everybody's saying, what's it? Are they called Hellblades or whatever? Those Fire Forger flyers. So you can
explain that combo.
So basically, it's the Flash Outbreak stratagem where you give another unit in your army your Lord's Contagion. So typically, I think you're going to see that mainly with the half movement stuff. So you can give your Hellblade an aura of half movement, essentially, and you kind of turn higher. So that's a 3-inch aura from that model, where everything is half movement, so you just fly in your enemy's deployment zone, and they're half-move characters after that. And it's just like...
That seems such a brutal thing. For a fucking flyer to be able to do that, that's kind of lame.
That's where it's at right now. I'm sure they'll get FAQ'd, I think. Maybe, maybe not, yeah. But... I will not be using that, because I don't have those, and I don't plan to have them. But yeah, I like the drones. I think they're pretty saucy. I think Death Shrouds are probably a little bit better than the Blight Lords, in my opinion. They're a little more expensive, but you only have to bring them in units of 3 versus 5. And then they can do they get an extra 3 inches to their contagion range, I think, with an extra little item.
One strat that I thought was pretty good, we talked about in our team chat, was the carryover damage strat.
You have to build for it, I think, because I have a list where I'm building for it, and I think it'll be decent in that list. It's just a Rhino Rush list because, like Dan said, it's a slow army, so it's Plague Marines and Rhinos to fly up the board. But then it's like they got a Plague Cleaver, they have a Mace, and they have a Flail in each squad, and that can be a lot of damage that carries over.
Don't Flails already do that though?
They don't
anymore.
Not anymore. Oh, they changed it. Okay. No.
But that's a 2 damage weapon, it's a 3 damage weapon, it's a D6 damage weapon, all in a squad, and then they go up to 3 attacks each when they have those weapons. So it can be
damage being able to carry over is fucking terrifying.
It can, it can definitely be very good, but at the same time, it can fall on its face too. But Plague Marines, just Plague Marines in general are pretty decent. I think most lists you'll see at least one Plague Purse Crawler. Because they have a, Disgusting Force, I think it's that stratagem. 1 CP, it turns their mortar into three damage. Yeah.
And some mortal wound stuff.
Yeah, and then it's like you pick a model in that unit, and then every unit within 3 inches on a 4-up mortal wound.
And then they're a 3-up ballistic skill now, right?
Yeah, they're 3-up ballistic skill now, yep.
I definitely take at least one.
Absolutely. At least one, I think, is in every list.
Yeah, just to sit in the back and plug away, and it gives you a way to, like, if you go first, maybe you kill an Eradicator or two that's going to try to shoot that Mortarion.
And then the entry cannons are decent now. They're strength 8, minus 4, D3, plus 3 damage, so, like, that's some quality shots going out of it. Mm-hmm. Playverse Callers, like I said, are pretty good there. What else? I mean, those are probably... I think the two biggest.
What about Blight Lords?
I think you take Death Shrouds over Blight Lords. Blight Lords are. They're Terminators, 3 wounds, minus 1 damage. They're just slow, in my opinion.
So why Death Shrouds over Blight Lords then?
I think they just hit a little bit harder in combat, in my opinion. They're 4 attacks base, with a Sergeant with 5 attacks, so you're getting. With one unit of 3 for 150 points, it's a. What is it? It is. 8 plus 5, so 13 strength 7 minus 3, 2 damage attacks, or it turns out to like 26, like sweeping blow attacks that are strength 5 minus 1 damage, so
yeah. Not bad for 3.
No, they're not bad at all. And then they have the bodyguard rule, so you throw them next to all your extra sergeants and everything like that, and have fun shooting at them.
Yeah, so they limited the characters in this like they have in the other books.
So
how's that change your list build compared to what you did in the past?
How does it work to...
Basically, you can only have one model that gives the reroll ones to hit ability is the big thing. So Demon Princes, and they call them like Lords of Deathgard, which are the Lords of Contagion, the just regular Chaos Lords, and then the new Lord of... Vigilance, I think, are the 3 or 4 or 5, whatever. Basically, if you reroll once for core units, you can only take one of them in a detachment. For me, it really didn't change list building too much. I still just bring one, if I bring one.
The only character they doubled up on was the Foul Blight Spawn, which I don't think you'll need to anymore.
You only need one Foul Blight Spawn now, I think.
Has he changed much, or is he still the same as
before? Yeah, he actually changed a lot. He's probably one of the models that changed the most.
Well, the one that changed the most was the stupid Plague Surgeon.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, changed the most. I should say Blightspawn got nerfed the most.
Yeah. So how'd he get nerfed?
So his gun is now, what, D6 shots flat 7 instead of 2D6 shots, which I think that's a little bit of a buff.
And only damage.
But it's only flat 2 damage. So 2 damage from 3 damage is the nerf there. And then the losing the fight first ability with like charges and just innate fight first, it's now just adjudicare 3-inch.
That's not fight. Nearly as good.
You cannot fight, but there's a relic that brings them back to the original point of you lose fight first. So I think that's probably what I'll be doing, bring one of them with that relic.
I think there's a deadly pathogen thing you could do to buff them a little bit, but
yeah, there's one for or two I go between are rerolling number of shots or plus one damage to vehicles, because, man, I just use them to hunt vehicles half the time, so.
So what about the plane surgeon that's changed? What do you like, don't like? Where's he sit?
He's a slightly worse apothecary.
Yeah, he just gives a 6-up, feel no pain within 3 inches, and then he can heal a model, do 3 wounds.
But there's no strats for bringing dudes back or anything like that, is there? No. Yeah, it's not as good.
Just Poxwalkers. There's, what, roll 7 dice on a 3-up, you bring a Poxwalker back.
I could fuck that up pretty quick.
Yes. Well, he just gives your Plague Marines and your Terminators gives them back a feel no pain, which is
nice.
So,
but that 6-up, it's like a 6-up feel no pain is not a lot. It's helpful in situations. I think people have hyped him up a little bit more than he needs to be. He can definitely be something you cut from a list and not really miss.
You know, I think it depends on your list. The bigger thing I feel like is, especially with how slow Death Guard are, you really have to. You're going to end up being more spread out, I think, than because you have to be because they're so damn slow. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how useful. But I mean, if you're,
and like I said, that's where that Mortarian tax comes. If you bring Mortarian, you're just so spread out all over the place. You just not feel good anywhere.
Well, Mortarian holds down a whole flank, so...
He sure does. He sure does. Yeah. And he forces your opponent to sit in their deployment zone a lot, so...
Yeah.
Another nerf I saw was Cloud of Flies going up to 4 CP for Terminators. Is that right? Yeah. Ugh. God damn. That's a chance.
To be honest, I was not using Cloud of Flies when I was playing Death Guard. Yeah. I was using it a little bit with one part of the list, but I just said, screw that list, and I went to a totally different one, and... I just stopped using it. And we lost a grenade combo, which is pretty sad for me. But I'll make do.
I think the trade-off is, though, you got other options now, though. I mean, that was kind of their one gimmick that was really good at a competitive level. And I think they've gotten other stuff. And
The 15 spawn is gone, thankfully.
Yeah.
Spawn aren't bad. They're just not good.
So what? Yeah. They lost core, I take it.
They never had core, so yeah.
Okay. So what they lose to make them bad, I guess?
They lost an Invul, which is big, and they lost a Feel No Pain. But there's a strat that puts them up to give them Disgust Resilience, which is minus 1 damage, and it gives them tough to 6, too, which is like...
But hey,
there's still something here?
Yeah, but it's 1 CP for units 3 or less, so if you have the max unit size of 5 dudes, it's fucking 2 CP.
Like, I would only run them as units 3. But I think the bloat drones replace them in fast attack, so I think you bring bloat drones out, so.
Yeah. I think you maybe could bring just like a one. Can you bring in ones?
Yeah. 1-5.
Bring, maybe you bring a one, because they're like 23 points.
23
points.
So
you could just bring one to zone out your backfield or sit on objective or go for an engage or something like that. But.
And the durable.
Yeah.
So what, did the lawnmowers on the drones change at all, or are they good, bad?
They did. They did. So it's still 12 attacks. It just went from, I think, 6 extra attacks to every attack is 3 attacks with the lawnmower. Plus 1 strength, minus 2, 2 damage. So it's strength 7, minus 2, 2 damage, 12 attacks, hitting on 3s now.
I think hitting on the 3s is what makes them
special. Oh man, it's so... I've been enjoying it a lot, that whole hitting on 3 stuff. And then that combined with the minus 1 toughness is big. And same goes for bolters too. Like, I've only played one Basement Hammer game and I was like, this isn't too shabby, this minus 1 toughness bubble going on. At first I didn't think it was going to do a ton, but
It's
all of a sudden I'm wounding everything on threes.
Yeah, it's a plus one to wound, basically.
Yeah, wounding everything on threes is not bad, but yeah. Bloat drones, death shrouds, I think just plague marines are just fine too, so.
So where do you guys think they're going to fall in the meta? Do you think you're going to see...
I think it's going to be an instant shakeup because a lot of, you know, take Space Marines for example. A lot of the Space Marines were relying a lot more on Blade Guard and Inceptors and the occasional attack bike. But that they weren't, I mean, there's some people still running Eradicators, but they weren't super common. So you, without, if you're running a lot of two damage stuff and you run into Death Guard, you're not going to be having a good day.
Yeah, so. That's the thing. Death Guard don't want to run into Death Guard because Death Guard's all two damage pretty much. So. Yeah.
So I think they're going to instantly shake up the meta.
Yeah.
But my big, especially if you're playing pure, the big worry of them is I think they basically don't have speed buffs. So you're walking and charging, you know, with speed 5 for most things. Mm-hmm. So they're just
Go ahead.
I'm just saying they're just slow. So yeah. There's a couple, and then losing the Nurglings, depending on how you build them, I guess. If you don't have the Nurglings, you kind of open yourself up to other people having. Let's say you play against Incursors or Nurglings or the Admech Dogs, and your opponent goes first. I mean, they can just hard zone you and keep you in your deployment zone, which is a little bit, it's not as bad with the change to fifth turn scoring if you go second, but it still ain't gonna feel good when you're just stuck and can't advance forward. Mm-hmm. So
Death Guard secondaries, I think you can probably take one in some of your games. I don't think you're ever scoring max on them unless you're winning the game pretty handily, so I can see myself bringing one or probably just one Death Guard secondary in the majority of my games, but that just really depends on if the mission secondary is bad, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But right, I mean, that's why where you said they're slow. That's where I'm honestly sitting on a Rhino Rush list kind of thing right now, where I'm like, this doesn't seem terrible.
Yeah, how many Rhinos?
It's three Rhinos.
Three
Rhinos with Plague Marines inside and. With all the characters, basically.
So, I feel like a lot of...
And then it was three bloat drones, too, so it's like, it's a lot coming at you pretty decently quick.
Do rhinos have the minus one damage still?
Unfortunately, they do not, to my knowledge.
So they
have the contagion ability, so they give that minus one toughness where you can put that other abilities on them, but there's been some pretty saucy, like, ideas where...
Man, a rhino with negative one damage would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
I
mean, this is all based off leaks, so I don't have the codex or anything like that. I've just been going off what other people have been saying. So maybe they do. I really don't think they do.
Yeah.
But with the minus one toughness, there's a plague company that lets you heroic intervene. So you can have toughness, they can fall back, and then you're just going to heroic right back into them. It's two separate plague companies that do that, but that is an idea.
Did they keep the hateful assault or whatever the fuck it was?
No, but most things just went up plus one attack.
Okay.
And we don't hit that to the False Emperor either, but...
I wonder if that's going to be Chaos-wide, or if that's just a Death Guard thing. What are you thinking?
I think Chaos-wide, personally.
Okay.
Well, the amount of special rules... Well, see, Space Marines, they kind of combined a lot of special rules under the Angels of Death.
Right.
It doesn't... They didn't do that with Death Guard. Like, they got a bunch of special rules on all of them.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's... I mean, like I said, people say we lost Blades Future Faction. The Stealth character that does the same thing. It gives it to us not the plus one to wound, but still the six is the mortals, so...
The Possessed have a Disgusting Resilient?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, so I think those are kind of tasty.
I started my Rhino Rush with them, and then I remembered they take up two models each in Rhino, and I'm like, oh, wait, never mind.
How many points are possessed now?
24. So 3 points more than a Plague Marine.
Yeah, rhinos do not have Disgusting
Resilient. But Possessed have two damage or one damage?
One damage. Four attacks, though, so it's four strength 5 attacks, I think. Strength 4 or 5 attacks, minus 2.
And they're 3 up, 5 up, aren't they?
They're 3 up, 5 up, yeah. And they move 7 inches, though. That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's not they're... bad.
And they don't get slowed down, right? That's a thing with...
That's... Yeah, Death Guard don't... it's that inexorable advance. I assume they have it. But yeah, that's just actually really funny, because, like, you don't get slowed down by terrain, you don't get slowed down by... Tanglefoot grenades, any of that stuff.
Nice.
Which is, you know, certain matchups. What was I looking up?
Possessed?
Yeah.
Or maybe the advance ability with Possessed?
I can't quite... I see Disgusting or Resilient, I see Contagion and Nurgle, and I can't really make out the one in between there. So I'm not sure what that last rule is. But they might have that still.
We'll know this weekend when the book drops. So
yeah, it's definitely going to be a decent list. And like I said, at least minimum, it's a gatekeeper army.
Yeah. So you think? I think there'll be different builds.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I like. I like when a book comes out, and there's three or four things that are viable, not just one thing you're going to see everybody running. That's always cool.
Yeah. If this unit has infantry keyword, it can ignore any or all modifiers to its move characters, advance rules, or charge rules. So,
yep.
The possessed do get it.
Yeah. I think you can do, like, you could definitely do vehicle heavy or infantry heavy, or you could do, you could definitely soup, but I think, like, Morty, I think, is fine in soup, but I think the rest of the Death Guard kind of like the minus one toughness contagion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
But like I said, I go back and forth with Morty. It's just like, he's good. He's really good, and he does a lot, and he forces your opponents to play a certain way.
Yeah.
And so I just, like I said, I keep going back. It's like, do I want to bring him? Do I not want to bring him?
I mean, both of the armies I'm looking at have... I have to tweak my sister list a little bit, but my orc list has the firepower to theoretically drop him. It's a little... It can be a little random, but I think I don't know. We'll find out the GT, but I think I think a lot of armies are going to have to change their list in order to deal with them. My last Space Marine list, I would have to tweak it to fight Mortarion. I think Harlequins, who have been pretty popular, well, army. I don't know what Harlequins. I mean, I don't know what they do against Morty except just run away from him.
I watched a bat rep the other day with Harlequins versus Morty, and basically they shot, I think, 16-some fusion pistols at him, and he was like, "Man."
Well, yeah.
I was like, God damn. So I think I sent Sean the video, but I was like, dude, like, I don't know what else you'd fire at that guy if, like, that many fusion pistols didn't put a dent in him. But,
well, that's all they have, even.
Yeah.
Try them.
So, like, those guys are kind of fucked. I just, at that point, you just play the game and ignore the fuck out of him and hope he doesn't get your cool shit.
Custodes, I think, don't really have a great answer for Morty,
No, not with all the D3 damage. Like, anything that's D3 damage is, like, you feel real bad against Death Guard now.
Yeah. Well, and that high toughness, too. So.
Yeah.
And he's gonna come fuck up a Telamon pretty quick, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd... Mortarion have 3 attacks go through and pull out 17 damage. He just picked up a Lord of Change like that. I was like, okay.
Well, I guess I'll go fuck myself then. So
at least now I think he feels more like the Demon Primarch. Like before he did, but he didn't. Now he definitely feels like he should.
The one I think that my only problem with Mortarion, the only one I don't like, is the one that the contagion one that you pick at the start of the game, so you get to see your opponents and you can take they have a lot of rerolls, I'm gonna turn off rerolls. Oh, I'm playing somebody that doesn't, I'm gonna turn off something else. That's the only thing that I think is a little, I think that's too strong, and I question the other one, the other warlord trait that turns off auras. People in melee, basically within 3 inches, getting affected by auras.
So, okay, so it doesn't totally turn off auras. It's units within 3 inches don't get affected by auras.
Well, it you can't be affected by auras in
correct. Yeah. But it's just a big distinction between like I can be within range of this guy turning off that unit's aura, but behind that model they can still get the aura.
Yeah. That's that those are the only thing, you know, maybe those are the only things I think are a little, and I understand why they did it, because it does make him incredibly hard to kill, but and maybe the one just turning off units being affected by auras would be okay, but you know that way you're like lightning claws could still maybe plink damage on them, but with your all those lightning claws don't get a reroll, like it's just turning off innate rerolls, I think, or maybe if that's the case, you need that needs to be locked in pre-game, you know, our pre-tournament, so it's not changing every single game.
Like everybody else has to do now. So,
but they specifically made that one so you could tweak it. So like, you get to look down and pick one of seven warlord traits to customize. That's going to be the best to fuck over your opponent.
I mean, even if they made me lock in, I think 9 times out of 10. My battalion or patrol or whatever, my complement to Mortarion is going to be the negative movement, and then Mortarion will have the no rerolls. I think that's what you're going to see most of the time with most players.
I think, personally.
But
yeah,
that's fair. All right, fellas, let's we haven't done it in a minute. Let's do a quick Lord Marshall rundown. Dan was talking some shit earlier this week, and I went and looked, and he was wrong. So, and,
what was I wrong on?
Oh, joking about Nate, us letting him get those wins. So let's go, Lord Marshall. This has to be a fucking fluke, but I think down in Oklahoma they're spamming goddamn events. Number 10 is fucking Jason Horn. What do you guys think about that?
Okay, hold up. Like some hold up. I would just like to say something with these rankings. I have two separate email addresses going on in here, so I should be top 10.
I've only got two events, so I'm not even up there right now. Number 9 is Chase Garber, good player. 8, Dan Cornwell. He's an Outlander, isn't he?
Yep.
Number 7, Sean Legendfelder. I'm probably butchering his name. He's up Frozen North, I think. Number 6, Kyle Thompson, good player. Number 5, Scott Netless Thompson. Love you, Scott. Number 4, Carl Stark. Who the fuck's Carl Stark?
That sounds like a fucking code name for like Tony Stark, but it's Carl.
He is Fight for the Fort. I don't know where that one's at.
Huh. House Stark.
Maybe. Number 3, Dan fucking Sammons. Number 2, look at Cookie, man. Cookie at number 2 in the Lord Marshall right now. And then number 1, Nate fucking Bates.
I should be in like 8th place right now. Yeah. Just throwing that out.
Dan fucking messages me the other day, and he's like, why y'all let Nate Bates be at the top of Lord Marshall? I'm like, who the fuck's y'all? Like, who the fuck are you talking to? And he's like, well, and I said something about he's spamming events. He's like, yeah, you guys spam events. I was like, it's not been our events. Because, like, the ones I've been at with him, he's either bounced round 1 or bounced round 2 or fucking got sent home with his tail between his legs. And you look, and it's like wooden spoon, wooden spoon, wooden spoon.
Yeah. So, well, and this is what I hate about how we do the points at Lord Marshall. Just looking at Nate's, because it's a good example.
Yeah.
You know, their battle for the wooden spoon in January, he got first in, props, 125 points. Only a 10-person RTT for 125 points. If you go to Mid-Mo Maelstrom, a 50-person tournament, if you were 6th place, you got 122 points. Like, RTT, right. Like GTs and RTTs are way... Because we're using the old ITC scoring system, so...
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I was 9th with 112 points.
Yeah.
For Mid-Mo.
Yeah, so like that's what I hate is like... I mean, to a point, you can spam RTTs and get an incredibly high ranking in Lord Marshall.
Isn't there something where only so many RTTs count to your score?
Not in Lord Marshall.
Okay, so it's you can 4-4s RTTs and do the thing. So, well, there's a top 10 for player rankings, top 5 teams, number 5, Flying Monkeys. Number 4.
Are you sure? That sounds like a mistake.
Observance of Hermits. Who the fuck is that? Number three. Number three, Frozen North Gaming. Number two is the Warhogs. And number one, the motherfucking Outlanders. And
number then, six, 40KC.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. Look at him go.
I'm climbing. I'm trying to.
It's because you guys put Nate Martin on your team. That's what it
was. Yeah, that's what it is.
Him fucking...
First star player.
Mastodon playing motherfucker. So his dreadlock list actually isn't that bad. I like his dreadnought list.
Is that what he's bringing to the GT? He's
moving away.
From it. Is he really?
Away from it. He is.
Brothers from... of the New Dawn.
What's he moving to?
Space Marine still, but
oh,
listen, Dan, nice. Trying to get new
insights. No, I was just saying, is he starting a new army, going back to GSC? So,
you know what, Brian? What? Well, our December event is not in there from Hero Complex.
Ooh, you should probably get that fixed.
Yeah,
I can't. Did I play in that one? I'm not sure I played in that one.
Yeah, because you played Alex. I remember because he heroically intervened and it fucked you.
Oh, they did the thing, didn't they? They are capping you at two events now, right? Two events per person per team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's for just team rankings.
Yeah.
So
nice. That's good.
Yeah, it's one of the changes we made. So, like, some dude like Dan Sammons can't carry the Outlanders on his back all season.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys, we'll probably call it a day there. Thanks, Sean, for making it on.
Always.
Appreciate the input. I'll probably use you from here on out whenever we got guys missing in action. So, last word, I'll let you go first, Sean. Anything?
Again, Show Me Showdown's coming up in the summer, so I think tickets are still discounted right now. I'm not playing, but I'll be one of your judges there, so you're going to see me and my legs there.
Hey, Duncan, when are you going to get the fucking monkey tickets up for sale?
I don't know.
It's tax season. It probably needs to be up, though.
I will get them up soon. Okay. That's late August. We've still got a while.
Shit, there's Duncan's last word. Dan, you have anything?
Yep, that's it.
Nope, looking forward to the GT.
All right, guys.
Is there bug eater tickets still?
Yeah, I think... The last I heard, they were over half sold out.
Okay. Yeah.
So there was still some. They capped it at 80, and I think at last I heard it was probably 40 or 50 sold, and they might bump it up depending on when it sells out.
Good
so.
Deal.
I'm going to say if the COVID goes away, are they thinking about bumping it?
I don't even know if they thought that far ahead. They're just going to.
That's fair.
See what the time frame is for selling. But, I mean, like you said, everyone's itching, you know. I haven't played a game in our game store in Omaha. What is it? Since March of last year.
God damn.
Man. I think the Geekery, our game store with the, we do the New Year's knockout. It's every other month they try to do competitive events. So look towards March 14th-ish.
Yeah, let me know, man.
Around then. Yeah. I mean, they're capping around 10 to 12 players, I think.
Yeah.
So I'll as soon as I know, I'll shoot out a couple of invites.
I need to go up there for a trip where I'm not hit by a snowplow. So
no guarantees, but.
But that's how 2020 started.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's how I started my 2020, getting hit by a motherfucking snowplow. So all right, guys. Like I said, check out the Patreon. Next Thursday we're gonna do a drawing for the giveaways. We got a Tyranid Battle Force, a Start Collecting Box, and some dice to give away. And we'll do that during the podcast episode for everybody.
Hold up.
What?
We got to talk about one thing real quick.
Let's hear it.
So, I saw a list on Unihammer. I don't know. I have the stupid Forge World book, but I guess I haven't really looked through it. Did you know what those Death Corp of Krieg ponies do?
No. I don't think anybody knows.
No, go on. Yeah, go on.
Do tell.
So this guy in Australia got third place with them, and he was running like 40 of the fuckers. And so I was like, "The fuck!" And so I looked their rules up. They're basically the command squads of them, and there's the normal squads of them. They're real similar. I think they're both the same points, 15 points. They are movement 10, but they can be ordered, so you can move them.
Oh shit!
Jesus fuck!
But you can't advance them, or can you?
Well, you can move in advance and then just move again, I believe. Yeah, yeah. So I think that's what they changed to. But I mean, they moved 10, so it's like 20 some inches you're getting. But they're toughest 10. Or not toughest 10.
Wait, whoa! Whoa. Hold on.
I'm thinking about their movement. Their movement 10.
So I was firing up my 3D printer while we talked. So.
They're toughest 4 with a 4-up save, 3 wounds.
Ooh.
With a 5-up feel no pain at 15 points a model.
That's pretty extensive.
Well, it's like it's the same thing as it's kind of the same concept as the Admech dogs, except these are harder to kill. And then in melee, they have a little bit of only one attack for the main guys. So nothing to write home about in melee, but like that's a lot of beef you can shove into somebody's face.
Yeah. Like, set that shit on an objective.
Or those Forge World models, though, or even China Forge models.
Well, like, we got one of our dudes here who had. He had to sell his extra horses because he had too many of them. And so I hit him up. I was like, how many of these you got painted up?
Man.
They look trolly as fuck to try to chew through. So.
Yeah, just
little random thing. You know, there's a lot of those weird Forge World things. Maybe I need to go actually read the book and see what stuff does.
Yeah, we're talking about Goonhammer. I only like one of their lists for Death Guard that they had going out. I was like,
nah. Yeah, our Death Guard players are complaining about that today too. So
they try hard.
They do. It's something.
All right, guys, check out the Patreon. We'll be back next Thursday. That be the episode. We'll probably have Alex back to rant about something. So look forward to that.
Game over, man. It's game over.